All
I'm
right.
very good hands.
All
Say
right.
some
This is
words.
WMUC FM College Park 90.5, where college radio is good radio. I'm Jersa, and this is the Music Team Show. So for this episode, we did the February release radar. We talked about the releases of albums that released in the past month. I think I'm just going to start it, and I'll talk about some of these albums afterwards. The first set of songs we're playing is Sevastopol by Mandy Indiana, My Head Hurts by Femtanal, and Sojourn by Joji.
lost magic, home of magic, lost in translation, lost in translation, moving mountains, moving mountains, you and I.
Alright, that was Sylvester by Mandy Indiana, My Head Hurts by Femtanal, and Sojourn by Joji. These three albums are pretty interesting. The first one, it's an album called Erg by Mandy Indiana. It's a really cool album. They have like a really strange like origin story. Like it's like their members are from like Manchester and Berlin. But like they speak in French because I think their singer is from France. It's a really cool like punk noise rock album that was really cool. As for the Femtanal album, Man Bites Dog, I thought it was pretty well, very well produced. I think Femtanal kind of loses some of her edge and kind of her individual sound. She sounds very, very much inspired by like later Machine Girl stuff. I was kind of hoping that she would kind of go away from that. Compared to her, but like she kind of didn't, so yeah. As for the Joji album, I think it was really inconsistent. I thought there's some really cool songs. I saw Sojourn was cool. I thought Pixelated Kisses. I wish he went more into the industrial stuff of those two songs or more into the shoegaze stuff of like Love You Less or something like that. But the whole album kind of felt like it kind of just flowed one into each other, and like I just like there wasn't a lot of songs that like kind of stood out to me, so it was a little bit of a disappointment, especially as someone who was really big into Joji back in high school. So yeah, so for the next set of four songs or so, it's gonna be more of on the like the dance pop kind of stuff. So the first one I'll be playing is Tell Me You Want It from Underscores. It's her new single. It's the final single before her album, which I think releases this month technically. It was a pretty good single. I'm pretty excited for the new album. Next, I'll be playing 10 Till 2 by Kumo99. It's off the album Pool. It's like this breakbeat, fun dance album. Nothing like crazy, but it was a really fun album. After that is Moses by Hemlock Springs, which is off the album The Apple Tree Under the Sea. This was a really cool album. I think this is going to be one of the albums that kind of like... like one of the smaller albums that will like speak to like 2026 was kind of like a lot of people are comparing it to Magdalena Bay when they came out with Mercurial World, and I can kind of see it. There's this really fun synth pop sound with it, and she has a really unique sound that I don't really know if much people are doing nowadays anymore, which is really cool. And the last song we're playing is Orange County by Gorillaz, off the new mount the off the new album The Mountain. It was a pretty good album. I thought it was a lot better than Cracker Island, I'll tell you that. It was definitely a step up. Is it one of their best of all time? Is it as good as Plastic Beach or like Demon Days or even like the Now and Now or Humans? I don't think so, but I think this was a really cool like comeback to form for the band. So yeah, so this is Tell Me You Want It by Underscores, 10 Till 2 by Kubo99, Moses by Hemlock Springs, and Orange County by Gorillaz.
It's you. Livy thinks that I'm in over my head, dropping all the interest, changing my hair. Amanda says that I'm not on the right track. You hate looking back, I told her I'm well aware. Gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. Cause later on, this could be embarrassing for me. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. You gotta tell me you want it, tell me you want it. I can't say that I'm honest.
like Moses. I won't dissolve into pillars of salt, baby. Lest I be swept away. These days I run blindfolded. Here's my two hands so it will seem I'm chosen. I won't dissolve. I'll push through the trough until my final dying day.
Everything was nothing at all. Nothing was a set of scarring. Settling is all that I do. Doing is my hated job. When my fingers reaches as I drown. Waiting for the boat to come around. Gotta give you all that I got. Gotta give you that and more. Do you want the clothes off my back? No, I doubt it. You can hold on. This fruitless work for the greater good. Don't want it, even misunderstood. These days I run like all day. Use my two hands to work the sea like Moses. I won't dissolve into pillars of salt. Baby, let's stop being stuck in it. These days I run like all day. Use my two hands so you can see my devotion.
Your enemy, your legacy frightens me. Will I keep? can't take this anymore. So why are you trying to break me? I don't know if I can stay on board. You know the hardest thing is to say goodbye to someone you love. That's the hardest thing.
I'm not your enemy. Your legacy frightens me. Will I keep it gold or will it spoil? Before I get the chance to grow.
You know the hardest thing.
That was Tell Me I Want You by Underscores, 10 Till 2 by Kumo 99, Moses by Hemlock Springs, and Orange County by Gorillaz. All right, so for the next three songs, yeah, I think we'll do like three songs. They're going to be more on the chill side, I'll say. The first song is going to be, probably going to butcher his pronunciation, but Jero Que Vi Delipas by Bruno Parnidas. It's off the album Unlikely Maybe. It's this really cool, it's like pop mixed with jazz fusion. It was really cool. I saw it because I was like, I like seeing new jazz releases. You don't see many of them, to be honest, especially really good ones. And this was a really cool one. Next one I'll be playing is Sick Memory by Park Hyejin. I actually played a song from her on my show yesterday. It's off her new album, So Much Have Fun. It's this really cool outsider house album. She's from Korea. I think it was just a really cool take on outsider house. I love that kind of deep house sound, so it was really cool to see new artists in that. And next is going to be The Same by You're an Angel off the album It's Fine to Dream. This album is created by the lead singer of Glass Beach, who you might know as like one of the big modern emo bands. Them alongside like Weather Day and Origami Angel kind of kicked off the current wave of emo, the fifth wave of emo we are currently in right now. And this album, I think, was really cool. It sounds much closer to their first album than it does to Plastic Death, which was their album from last year. So yeah, I think it was, or 2 years ago, I guess, not from now. But I thought this was a really, really cool album. So yeah, so this is Jero Que Vi Delipas, Sick Memory, and The Same.
Thank you. 내 손을 잡아 난 너를 눕혀 내 손을 잡아
That was Karaoke V Tulipas, Sick Memory, and The Same. So for your next set of three songs, these are going to be more on the alt-rock kind of side. The first song we're playing is called Luck by Requiem for You. They're in that, like, Zoomer Gaze kind of sound. Not super... I don't know if they're, like, super unique, but they always have some really... cool sounds. So yeah, and this new EP was pretty nice from them. Next, I'm gonna be playing Lightning by Mitski off of her new album Nothing's About to Happen to Me. There's a lot of conflicting opinions about this album, just because it's definitely like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like a combination of like her older stuff off of Bury Me Out, Make Out Creek, which is like the very much like alt rock, slacker rock, like electric guitar sounds that she did off of those albums, and like the newer kind of chamber pop folky stuff that she's been doing recently. Me personally, I'm the bigger fan of the alt rock Mitski, which is why I played this song off of the album, Lightning, which is one of the more heavier songs off the album. But yeah, I think this album was pretty good. I think it was really good. I think it really combined those two sounds. I think my only concern with the album is I don't think it does either of the sounds as well, though, which is, I think, a little bit unfortunate. I don't think it does alt rock sound as good as Makeout Creek. I don't think it does the folk stuff as good as her last album. But I think this is a good step. I think this is a good album, and I think this is a cool, like, kind of bringing everything that Mitski has done throughout her career into one. And then the last song we're going to be playing is from a really small band. It's called War Machine. We're playing a song called Hypnagogia off of their new album, Hellphone 3D. I haven't heard about this until last night's meeting, and one of our music team members, Noah, recommended it. And of what I've listened to it, it's really cool. It's this really cool sound of, like, shoegazy with, like, noise pop, noise rock kind of sounds. It's really cool, and it's very surprising how intense the music can be as a tree. They're a three-piece band, and they have some really cool stuff with, like, dual vocals. I absolutely love when bands do those kind of, like, male female vocal, like, lead vocal kind of deals. I love Sweet Trip's my favorite band of all time. I love when, like, Julie does it, for example. So I think it's really, really cool, the fact that they do that kind of stuff. And I'm pretty excited for anything else they make, and hopefully they become more popular, because I think as of now they have, like, only, like, 1,500, 2,000, like, monthly listeners. So they're pretty small. So anyway, so this is Luck by Reckon With You, Lightning by Mitski, and Hypnagogia by War Machine.
Thank you.
All right, that was Luck by Requiem for You, Lightning by Miski, and Hypnagogia by War Machine. All right, and I guess the last songs I'm going to be playing for you today, I'm going to be playing stuff off of the new Converge album, metalcore legends, obviously best well known for Jane Doe. But I think the whole, but like their rest of their discography is actually really good too. And this new album is no exception. Is it as crazy or as experimental or innovative as Jane Doe? No, but the new album is still really, really solid metalcore. I think it's like one of their most tight albums as like songwriting goes. I think it's overall like just really well packaged, I think, album. It's one of their best albums, I think, to date, in my opinion. So I'm gonna be playing We Were Never the Same by Converge, and then there's a little bit of time over, I might be also playing Bad Faith by Converge. So yeah, so thank you all for listening. This is a Music Team show, and this is We Were Never the Same and Bad Faith by Converge.